so good.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning my way this morning. I hope you can join this day. I hope this is a day the Lord has made just for you and that you can rejoice and be glad therein. I know I say that a lot of times, but I mean it. There is something truly we can believe in, and that something is truly Jesus Christ. So let's get right into our service this morning and do this beautiful song for you here. It says, "There's a miracle on the other side of the mountain."
With little understanding, not a word to speak, Father led his favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. Just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn. There's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith. Hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. For no apparent reason, a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith. Where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel, you'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Where hope unites with promise and mercy makes a way, there's a miracle on the other side today.
What do you say, preacher? I don't believe in miracles. Well, the Bible said they that come unto God must believe that God is able and willing to do it. Only God can work a miracle. God is a miracle worker, and I don't believe you have to pray for it as much. I think you just have to stay faithful to God, and God knows what our need is. He said, "I'll supply your need." Not your needs, but your need according to my riches and glory. He knows what you need before you ever ask. That's the Bible. So I trust today that if you need a miracle, then God has got one coming your way. Well, I'm so glad you tuned my way this morning. Let's get right back into our broadcast and do another song for you. Hope you enjoy this one also.
I'm not on an eagle tree, I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face. His head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time.
Play Martha's music. I wish I had more of her music, but we don't. So, but she did a great job on all of her songs, and I appreciate it. It seemed like her presence was so close to me when I'm playing her on the broadcast. I cannot realize that she is gone, but anyhow, it'll soon be 3 years that she has been gone, but we miss her. But I know that God is enjoying her there in his choir. I know she's singing with the beautiful choir there in heaven today. She's going to be at the Marriage Supper of the Lamb too, and her and I are going to enjoy that. And I appreciate that. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, one of them spoke up and said, but Lord, where are you going? And he said, the way you know not, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ in a complete nutshell, because he said, I go to the Father and I will come again. So let's do this song for you right here. Hope you enjoy this one also.
Memories of my childhood, I recall them now and then, when at the home with the family all were there. But the family circle's been broken, it's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again, over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by, in the land where the soul will never die. I wonder if the family circle will be together once again, over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more we'll separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. I wonder if the family circle will all be home.
Yes, sir, we'll all be together again. We'll meet with our loved ones. And you talk about a time we're going to have it. I used to tell Brother Ernie Barley, I said, Brother Ernie, you think I strut down here, when I get over in heaven, you're going to really see some strutting. So I'm glad today to report to you that I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I got my baggage packed, and I'm prayed up and ready to go to heaven. Well, I'm not in no hurry now. I'm going to stay here as long as I can, and I'm going to preach the gospel just as long as I possibly can. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, if my eye was good, I would pastor my churches, but I can't pastor any longer. I can't read the Bible. But anyhow, we're going to go to a message now. Hope you enjoy this one.
With the Spirit. In chapter 2 of John's Gospel, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins of a piece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear to the governor. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine, or the water, that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning the miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Father, your word to your people, and all God's people said it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You were not here last Sunday night, and we began to talk about the baptism of fire. Now, I want to read to you that was not here last Sunday night what we talked about, because it's very relevant to the message today. It was found in Matthew 3 and verse 11. That John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water, but henceforth ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And if you can remember, you that were here last Sunday night, you can remember that I began to relate to some of the reasons, and that's very important, some of the reasons why that God felt that his church should be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Reason one, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is needed to raise the spiritual atmosphere and the temperature of the church. The baptism with fire will revive the church. Baptism of fire will put power into certain things that appear to be powerless as of now. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will burn out the dross that is in the church. The baptism of fire is the manifestations of the presence of God in the believer. The baptism of fire will rekindle unity and bring love back to one another. God wants His church to be ablaze and on fire. And this morning we're going to begin this message by going back to the water pots. If you will notice, one verse in there said they have no wine. And you know, that's very important in the believer's life, because the Bible said that we need to be filled with the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the last commandment of the Bible was given by Jesus was not, go into the world and preach the gospel. We love to quote that one. That sounds, quote, what Jesus really said. Just before the ascension, just before that He left the disciples, the last thing He said was to them was, go and tarry into Jerusalem until you be endued with power. And speaking about the Holy Spirit that would be given to the church. Now, there's a lot of great controversy over the Holy Spirit, and it has caused a lot of theological discussions, because all theologians and all denominations do not believe the same when it comes to believing in being filled with the Spirit. Some literally believe that you've got to wait and search and seek before you can find. Now, this is a very direct direction you do not want to get into, because to do that, you are seeking for something that you can possess. When you go to looking for something from God, and when you go to seeking for something from God that God has already said He would give you, then all of a sudden you fall out of line with God's will for your life. He wants you to be filled and possessed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you are not the possessor, the Holy Spirit becomes the possessor of your life. And it's sad today that a lot of people do not realize that the Holy Spirit is already in their life. He is not being allowed to work within their life. Jesus Christ intended for His church to be the light of the world. Now, how do you have a light without any oil? How do you have a light without electricity? You see, because to be the light of the world, the Holy Spirit is going to be the fuel that flames the fire. In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is, if you're going to be the light of the world, you need something to brighten the light. You remember that Jesus told a story, or it was told in Matthew, about five wise and five other wise, foolish virgins. And He said that the virgins went out to meet the bridegroom, but they realized they had no what? No oil in their lamps. And they went to the others and said, give us some oil. Our flames or our lights have gone out. Now, a lot of people interpret that in many different ways, but it reminds me of a story of a lighthouse. I saw it on TV yesterday, and it really thrilled me to watch it. They were talking about the old lighthouse that they used to have out on the shorelines. And we sing the song sometime, The Old Lighthouse. You remember the song? But anyhow, this lighthouse keeper, what he did, someone knocked at the door and he would give them some oil. They said, we don't have any oil. So he gave them oil. Well, it wasn't very long until someone else came along and said, we don't have any oil. Can we borrow some oil? Well, he gave them some oil. And then another came by to borrow some oil, and him being a kind-hearted person, he also gave them some oil. Well, one day he noticed that the flame of the lighthouse began to flicker. He realizes all of a sudden that he has given away all of the oil. He has given away so much oil through his kindness that now he has no oil himself. And he realizes, how can we have a flame, or how can we have a light to direct the danger of the ships without any oil to burn the lamps? And what I'm trying to say to you today, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is as much needful in your life as anything else that you have in your life. because you cannot be the beacon that God wants you to be unless you have the Holy Spirit and the light of God's love burning so that men and women can see the danger and you can become the witness to them here, there, and everywhere you are. So it's very important that you are filled with the Spirit of God. Don't be like those other disciples. He said that they checked and all of a sudden they realized that the oil had gone out of their lamps. And today we are living in the same situation. He said, but the last words that he said, but be ye received power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that's what we see in Acts 2. All of a sudden the Holy Ghost came. It came as a mighty rushing wind. It filled the house in which they were sitting. It filled the believer also. And from that time on, they were different people. Peter now begins to preach the gospel. Men and women begin to hear the gospel. Men and women begin to repent of their sin. They were condemned, they were convicted, and they were convinced that they needed God in their life. And that's what we need today, men that are full of the Holy Spirit. We need people that are aflame for God, people that can reach out. You see, we have been brought up through that heritage, those people that preached the gospel many years ago. I heard Billy Graham last night. I listen to him most generally about every Saturday night. I love his preaching. Very young, back a young man when he began to preach. And I told Martha, I said, you're really preaching a great sermon there. And I mean, he was really preaching hard and preaching good. And I said, that's where our church has come from. Our churches have been established by men that were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, enlightened by God to speak the words and the articles of God, that men would be condemned and convicted and fall on their face before God and ask for repentance of their sin. It happened at Cornelius' house. Peter goes down there, he begins to preach, when all of a sudden, read the scripture, the Holy Ghost came down and fell upon Peter, and the whole house got saved. 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. That tells me that men need to preach under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but we need a pot full of God's love. You know, now we talk about love too shallow. We've quoted that scripture so long that we're even beginning to believe it our own self. For God so loved the world. I even heard a man make a statement the other day that made me start thinking in a different direction. He said that we have swallowed that line so long that now we are beginning to believe that we ought to be in love with this world. Well, that is not what that Bible is saying. The Bible said, come out from amongst the world and be separated, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. Another man makes a statement. He said, I searched for the church in the world, and I could not find it. I searched for the world in the church, and there it was. We think we have to compromise with the things of the world. We think that we have got to agree with the things of the world. We talk about worldliness. I don't think we even know what worldliness really is. You can't roost with the elks, the moose, the elks, the lions, and the buzzards and still be an eagle and soar for God. Because you cannot mix and mingle with sin and still walk arm in arm with God. We need God's love. We need God's love more so today than we've ever needed. I went to a church one time and I've been blessed to be in a lot of churches. I preach from a lot of pulpits from various denominations. I haven't had any problem with that. I've loved them. They've loved me. The message never changed. I've always preached the same message. But I went this morning to preach for this gentleman who was not a licensed pastor. He could not serve the communion. He said, can you consecrate the elements and have communion for me? I said, I'll do it. So anyhow, we had the service and I preached. After I got through preaching, I consecrated the elements. We went into the communion and we asked the people to come forward and take communion. And I looked back and there were several people on this side that wasn't coming. And that bothered me. And I whispered to the pastor, I said, Pastor, how come they're not coming to take communion? But honey, there's something wrong with us today. when we as Christian people are supposed to love the same God, going to the same heaven at the same time, and yet we cannot fellowship here in this world. There's something wrong with the church today. He said, "For by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples." How can we call ourselves disciples of Christ and not have love one for another? Jesus said, "Love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you." We need to have a pot full of love. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." It's true. He loved the world, but He didn't mean He loved the things of the world. And we can love the world and still not love the things of the world.
Life sometimes is like a burning desert. If the days were miles, it would be a million wives. And one can get so thirsty for just one drop of mercy. But all you'll find are bones where someone else has died. God is your only in dry place.
Going to broadcast. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for the lost. I pray for that backslider, Lord, the one that's erred in the ways, God, and turned away, turned their back upon you, Lord, and no longer serving you. And Lord, I pray for each and every one that's in the listening audience today. I pray for this broadcast. It's been on many years, Lord, and it's been blessed by many people, and many people have blessed me by supporting this broadcast. So I pray for them. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Hope that everything we've said and done has been a great blessing to you, because I truly believe there is something to believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. So, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Sing to you, there is someone who cares for you.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Someone to care. Someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. You come down from the sky.